Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. Yes, I am excited. And if you guys listened to the podcast yesterday and you believed in me, then you're excited too. We went 15-9 yesterday. We went 14-8 in baseball. How about that? I mean, I absolutely can't believe some of the emails, usually, that I get. Guys, you hear me say, I hate betting baseball. I can't believe, I'm just going to quit betting baseball. Guys, do you hear the numbers afterwards when I'm saying that? I'm talking, you know, I'm maybe 8 and 12 sometimes. Or I'm 10 and 11 and I'm just griping. Because it's the only category that I had a losing record in. I don't hate baseball. I think I've attempted or tried or something, and some of you are not listening. I have told you, I grew up watching baseball with my grandparents. My mom loves baseball. I grew up as a teenager with her watching it all the time. I've told you guys a lot of the baseball stadiums I've been in and that you should go to. I have said who I've went to see. I don't know how I can make it any more clear. I do like baseball. However, I have told you the pandemic year when I was betting some baseball, wasn't doing it every day, was absolutely craziness because you never knew who was going to be out for COVID or when they were going to cancel a game, and it was just a nightmare. This year, I told you up front before baseball even started, I thought it was going to be a hard year. That I was hoping to make it through All-Star break. And then it should get a little bit better. And I went in and told you guys how the ball was going to be juiced. How they had changed, how they were threading the ball. And that they were expecting a lot of offense. So I betted that way probably the first week or two. Then I think every sports bettor in America caught on. This ball is juiced in Colorado. I don't know where else it is consistently juiced. Pitchers were talking about how they could get better grip, how the threads were raised up, and they could grip the threads better, which made their cutters better, and all of this. Then they come out with, pitchers can't use sticky substance anymore, and all of these pitchers have meltdowns. So, it has been a crazy year. It was supposed to be an offensive-oriented. You look at a lot of the offensive stats and bet. But then the pitchers got wise that they were changing the baseball, and they juiced it. So, they started using sticky substances in order to get a better grip and control the baseball better. Major League Baseball had been saying, we juice the baseballs, expect a lot of runs. And we were having 2-1 games, we were having 4-2 games, and they didn't like it, so they fixed it. Earlier this week, we had a 15-10 game, and that's why sports betting has been absolutely hard, and it's been awful at times. I have went cold. Just like some of the teams that I've picked have went cold. So I kind of want to reassure you guys. Yesterday, we went 14-8. In Major League Baseball. The day before, we went 10-7. On Wednesday was when everybody canceled games because of weather. I was 8-12, and we had 3 pushes. Heck, last Sunday, we went 17-11 in Major League Baseball. So if some of you are throwing away some of these episodes because I say I hate baseball betting, you're losing out. Because see, it's Saturday. This is the last day of this week. And I always take Saturday and kind of update you. Well, I do. I want to update you on baseball. You know what we are this week? We're 67 wins, 60 losses, and 3 pushes. We're up 9.5 units in baseball alone. Now, if your unit is $10, that means you're up $90 in baseball if you were betting every game that I've said. If you're betting $1, you're up $9. So, I guess what I'm saying is, yes, I get frustrated, and betting baseball daily is not something I truly get into. When I stay up all night trying to do stats, or I get up early and I'm doing stats because I stayed, or I wanted to go to bed early, I was tired or whatever. It's monotonous. And sometimes you're looking at teams where in a week they gain a percentage point. And that percentage point you get real happy about because the next team they're playing, instead of being 4 percentage points ahead of them, they're 5. And that makes a little bit of a difference on whether I'm comfortable or I'm going to lean or whatever. So, that's what I'm talking about. Overall, this week, obviously not including today's, we're 81 wins, 75 losses, and 4 pushes. We're having another winning week. Most weeks, we have winning weeks. A person wrote me yesterday and said, do you realize that you're like 52% overall? And I said, yes. That's not very good. And I said, well, what do you think is very good? Well, I see some of these people, they're 75% on picking, or they're 80% on picking. And I wrote back and I said, I guess if you want me to be like that, then I can. I said, but this podcast is going to be maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, because I'm going to give you 3 picks that are no-brainers that you're probably not going to make a lot of money on. Maybe no money on, because they're minus 237. And I'll be picking 70-80% too. I said, well, you've got to realize I'm giving you 20 to, I don't know, 40 picks a day. And the average handicapper, you're considered very good if you're hitting 57%. So all of those that you're seeing that are 70-80%, number one, they're usually only betting one sport. Two, they're giving you at most 3 picks a day. Now, that doesn't mean they're only betting 3 picks a day, but they're only giving you 3 picks a day. A lot of them, when you hear them or you read their articles, will tell you, you can get 5 more picks if you sign up for blah, 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 blah. And I've told you guys, you know, I'm sitting here going down what I played. I'm giving you what I bet. You don't have to bet them. You don't have to bet everything. You don't have to bet any of them. But I'm going to give you what I myself have played. So, right now we stand at a winning week at 81, 75, and 4. So, I guess it's not that I'm defending myself. I know it sounds like I'm kind of defensive. But no, I'm just kind of stating facts. That, you know, if you see me being mad because in an NBA game or soccer game, I was pretty upset yesterday going 1-3 in soccer because there were 2 ties. I still hate ties. But that's the thing you have to understand is, you know, number one, that cost me money. But number two, I feel like ties don't have to happen in the game of soccer. You just continue playing or you continue a shootout until somebody wins. But I don't know any better. I'm an American. So let's check on the golfers. Because yesterday, Friday, was cut day. So we had 3 get cut. And then I told you on yesterday's episode, we had 1 dropped out with Drew. But since he had started, we lost the money. So 3 of them, we lost money. The good thing is if one of them hits, then, you know, a lot of times that'll make up our money. That's the only good thing about betting golf. I gotta ask a question. Why did I not do an episode and bet on the Scottish Open? Well, there's a very simple answer. Earlier in the week, I was asked why I didn't bet on golf and could I bet this week on golf? That they were playing the John Deere Classic. And I wrote back and I said, sure. I said, I suck at golf, but sure, I'll do the research. You've wrote me early enough. Guys, when you write me Wednesday night and say, who you got for golf tomorrow? I'm probably going to tell you nobody. It starts at 7:30 on Thursday mornings. If you haven't heard who I'm picking for golf before that, you're not going to. So, if you want me to bet on golf, I don't care to do the research. Just let me know a little bit ahead of time so that I can actually block out some time or take away some sleep time, or as I usually call it, nap time, and get that done. So let's check on our golfers. We've got Daniel Berger, who I thought possibly could win it. He's at 53. He's tied for 53. We've got Cameron Davis, who we bet on in the top five. He's 34th. The rest of our top five got cut. Brian Harman got cut. Troy Merritt got cut. Doc Redmond got cut. Which I told you, I was really expecting Brian Harman to get cut. Even though every bit of research I did was really calling him possibly to be a leading candidate to win. I mean, his odds were plus 300 to make the top five. That's pretty low. So, he got cut. Then, in our top 10, we have four out of five still left. The fifth one is Soo-Woo Kim, who withdrew. Very first day, seventh hole. Everybody else, still in. So we've got Sung J M, 24th. Russell Henley, tied for 12th. Doug Gim, tied for 12th. And then we got Ryan Moore, sitting pretty. Needing to make a little move, but be consistent today. He's in third at plus 574. That's the thing, is you've got to realize that that's pretty decent. So I told you guys, I usually don't tell you guys how much I'm betting, but I told you I suck at golf. And I said, I'll probably throw down $5 on each of these guys. So would have been $50. Well, $55. Because I bet on Daniel Berger to win outright. If Ryan Moore pulls it off, I'll win almost $29. Is that right? I'm kind of figuring that up. About $29 on a $55 play. That's not bad to me. You know, if I can get one of the others to pull ahead, then we may actually make money. But I'm okay with this, because I think we have a possibility of two of our top 10 people hitting. And if they do, it'll give me my $55 back. So that's what I mean. I don't mind betting golfing. It just takes a little bit of research because I don't follow it and I don't watch it. So that's where we stand going into Saturday. Saturday, oh, sucky Saturday. 32 Major League Baseball picks. 2 soccer picks. So I'm going to give you the Copa American soccer. I believe this is the final, isn't it? It's either the final or semifinal. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight. And it is Brazil versus Argentina. I bet on Brazil. Both these teams are plus money. Brazil, I got on the money line at plus 115. I believe Argentina, at the time I made the bet, was plus 198. Brazil has already beaten Argentina, I believe, twice this year. And I just feel like they, just looking at their stats and everything, they have a better team. And Brazil usually has a better team than Argentina. I'm going over 2.5 goals since that's my normal play. And that's plus 175. And that's the thing about soccer. People are like, why do you play soccer when you do not follow every soccer team consistently like you do NFL football? Because that can probably, in a soccer season, make more money than what I can in an NFL season. I play NFL, yes, to make money. But because I love the sport, and I'm going to be watching it, might as well bet on it. Soccer, I'm getting plus 175. The odds are good that the game's going to be 2-1. So then, I'm plus 175. Well, that may make up a baseball game where I bet a big minus number. Maybe I bet, I don't know. I don't know what the Dodgers were. I did not look. They were probably, I'm going to guess, minus 290 on the money line. If I bet that, you know, not gonna win a lot of money. But if I hit the Dodgers, don't win a whole lot of money, but then I hit this soccer bet at plus 175, I'm still up. I'm up pretty big. And I'm happy. So that's why I bet soccer. You have to bet some niche sports. Like hockey. I think hockey's a niche sport. You can make good money on it. Obviously, I just talked about you make money on golf if you actually research it and follow it and everything. You can in NASCAR. Golf matchups, I'm probably going to play some of them next week. It's British Open. There's going to be some bets there, and you can make some money there. So, let's get into Major League Baseball. Baseball today starts at 1:10 with Toronto at Tampa Bay. Guys, I'm going to take Tampa Bay on the money line, minus 120. I think both these teams go over 8.5 at minus 105. I think the crowds pump them up. They get excited. And I think Tampa Bay, for this series, has figured out Tropicana Field. We'll have to wait and see if that continues. 2:10, you got Detroit visiting Minnesota. Guys, I'm taking a lot of run lines today. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm taking the run line minus 1.5. They got to beat Detroit by 2 or more at plus 102. And I believe both teams stay under 9.5 runs at minus 110. 4:05. We've got Oakland at Texas. I'm sticking with Texas. I don't know what is going on with the A's. Even when they win, they're looking god-awful. So, going with Texas on the money line, just to win, plus 125. I think they stay under 9 runs for even money. Second 4:05 game is the Chicago White Sox at the very Camden Yards Baltimore field that I have talked about all week. I'm sticking with the Chicago White Sox minus 1.5 runs on the run line for them to beat Baltimore by 2 or more at minus 135. To take the White Sox on the money line was minus 310, I think. Look for that to drop some, but not where it's worth it. I think both teams obviously stay under 10 at minus 110. The last game at 4:05 is Washington visiting San Francisco. It's pretty upset yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yesterday or day before that we couldn't play the Giants because they didn't have the numbers out. It really made me mad. So I'm looking to get back on the bandwagon, taking San Francisco on the run line, minus 1.5 runs. They got to beat Washington by 2 or more at minus 110. And then I think both teams stay under 8.5 runs. They haven't been scoring a lot of runs in this series. And I got that for even money. At 4:10, we've got Philadelphia at Boston. Guys, I've been real consistent with this series. It's made us some money. I'm sticking with Boston. We're going to go Boston run line, minus 1.5 runs at plus 120. And both teams, I look for them to stay under this game because of the pitchers. We're going to go under 11 at minus 105. Then we have a doubleheader today. Yes, I'm going to remind you, doubleheaders only go 7 innings this year. So the first game of Pittsburgh at New York Mets starts at 4:10. The second one starts at 7:10. I'm going to give both of them to you right now because they're basically the same play. You know that sometimes in doubleheaders in the second game, I'll switch stuff up. I'm not doing it. It's Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh at New York Mets. First game. I'm taking the Mets on the run line. Minus 1.5. They got to beat Pittsburgh by 2 for plus 120. And I say both teams go over 5.5, minus 115. Now, I look for that to go up as people bet it. I would go over up to 7. At 7.5, I don't know that I play it. If it goes to 8, I would probably under it, just to be frank with you. But what I bet was over 5.5 at minus 115. The second game is supposed to start at 7:10. Again, I'm taking the Mets on the run line at minus 1.5 runs at plus 125. So I got 5 off of it. It was plus 120 in the first game. Second game, it's plus 125. The reason why I think that first game's over and under is going to go up is because they've already pushed the second game up. The second game, I took over 7.5 even money. So I was okay with that play with the second game. Now, let's go back 4:10. We've got Atlanta at Miami. I'm taking Miami on the money line, minus 110. When I bet this, both teams' money lines were minus 110. They thought this basically was a pick 'em game. What you need to realize is if you're betting this at noon, or even closer to start time, 2:30 or something like that, if one of them has went minus 160, that's who people have been betting on, and they who they think is going to win. I also took over 7 in this game at minus 115. 6:10, Kansas City at Cleveland. I love the Cleveland ballpark. The sight lines there are great. I'm taking Cleveland on the money line just to win at minus 125. I think they go over 9 today. There's supposed to be a little bit of wind, and I hope that factors in. It's supposed to be blowing out, so hoping that factors in a little bit. Over 9 at minus 105. 7:15 tonight, you got St. Louis still in Chicago playing the Cubs. I'm taking St. Louis on the money line at plus 105. And then I'm taking over 7 even money. We've got two games at 7:15. First one up is Cincinnati at Milwaukee. Excuse me. Guys. Excuse me again. I kind of struggled with this one. I almost took Milwaukee on the run line. I started digging deeper into Milwaukee's pitcher, how Cincinnati's hit him, and everything. I decided to chance this one. And that's why I'm telling you this. Because you may not want to go with me. You may. I think the easy, safe play is, if you can get the numbers down, is Milwaukee money line. Maybe, depending on what the numbers are, maybe Milwaukee on the run line. Like I said, I'm chancing this one because I went a little deeper with the pitchers and the Cincinnati batters. I actually think Cincinnati pulls the upset tonight. If they do, I win big. It is money line. I just want Cincinnati to win at plus 170. Like I said, though, it may be a long shot, but I am taking a chance on it. In this game, I have them going over 8. They got to hit the ball at minus 110. The next game at 7:15 is the Yankees. They're still in Houston. I'm still picking Houston. Money line, minus 110. And I think these teams have gotten used to this ballpark. They're going to go over 8.5 runs at minus 105. Then starts the 3-10-10 games. These are your left coast teams. And we're going Arizona at the LA Dodgers. Going to make a lot of you happy. I am taking the Dodgers. I know I was talking about them earlier, but I was talking about not playing that run line. I don't like that it is minus money to play the run line for the Dodgers. I hate that. Usually why you play the run line is you get close to plus money, if not plus money. But I really think the Dodgers are going to win tonight on the run line, minus 1.5. They've got to beat Arizona by 2 or more at minus 125 was the closest that I could get it. And then I think they go over 7.5 at minus 115. At 10:10, we've got Colorado at San Diego. Now remember, we go Colorado a lot more when they're at home. Sometimes I'll go Colorado first game of a series. This is not the first game of the series. So based on anecdotal evidence, because I haven't really researched it. I need to. This is, like I said, not the first game. I'm going San Diego. I'm going run line. Minus 1.5 runs. They've got to beat Colorado by 2 or more. And then it's plus 120. I think both teams do go over 7.5 runs at minus 105. And then the last game of the night, we got right yesterday. Or I should say yesterday's podcast. I'm going again. I think, I know, I'm fading the Angels. It's the Angels at Seattle. I'm taking Seattle again. Taking them on the money line just for them to win. I don't want them having to put the pressure on them to have to do a blowout. I just want them to win at plus 105. But I think the runs stay under in Seattle. I'm going to go under 8.5 at minus 115. So you guys have 34 picks today. I'm sorry, most of them are baseball. But that's sometimes, unfortunately, how it goes. So anyway, I am off to do research on UFC 264, I believe, is the number. Anyway, it's Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor. I'm pretty sure I know where I'm going on that fight. But see, I know a lot of you want me to put them out sooner. What happened yesterday, and I can't remember who he's fighting, Sean O'Malley, who I kind of like, whoever he was fighting, that fight got canceled. So I try to wait till Thursday or Friday. I like to wait until Friday for weigh-ins and when they announce cancellations so that I don't have to worry about the sportsbook giving me my money back if I've already betted it, or fighting with them to get my money back. So I wish you guys the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on today. I hope that you take some of my bets and my advice. Since we've got 34 picks, you need to bet responsibly. Not bet any more than you can afford. If you yourself or someone close to you in your family feels like you have a gambling problem, you need to call 1-800-GAMBLER. And they will ask you questions. Answer them honestly, guys, so that they can get you the appropriate referrals to get the help, support, and guidance you need. I'm hoping, excuse me, I am hoping to get my research on UFC completely done and get a podcast out. I'm shooting for 1:00 Eastern Standard Time. I'm hoping anyway. I will be trying to do a NASCAR episode because one of you was a little smart with me, but I understood what you were saying. I think you were trying to make a joke because one of you said, if you're now betting golf, can you not bet NASCAR? Well, yeah, I can bet anything I want. It just depends on whether I want to lose or not. Do I have the time in my schedule to do the amount of research that needs to be done to try to pick a winner? You've got to realize NASCAR's one of the hardest sports to bet when you're betting winner, top 10 or top 5 or whatever. because they can get a flat tire and there goes your bet. You know, someone else can run into them. They're driving fine. They're in third place. Someone else runs into them. They're out. You've lost your bet. So that's kind of why NASCAR's a little rough. You got to have some luck to win NASCAR regularly. Anyway, I will be talking to you guys soon, later today, and hopefully I'll get to see you somewhere down the road.